Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Sheryl Lee Ralph's story, getting the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and she was talking about the times she's been told no, and you got to use that to motivate you. And it got me thinking about all the times I've been told no.
Do a few stick out?
Yeah, like the first 5 years of my radio career, first graduating from college and sending out tapes and resumes and getting rejection letters when they used to send you stuff in the mail. And when I finally got my first job in West Virginia, I got a part-time job there. Finally, a full-time job opened up, the night guy, and I was good friends with, had a good relationship with my boss, and I thought, okay, I'm going to get the shot, and he gave it to somebody else, and I was like totally crushed. I thought,
no.
Okay, that's it. I'm done with radio.
But in retrospect, how did that hit you later, though? When you looked back on it, did you say, well, that was a no because I was destined for bigger things?
He obviously thought I wasn't ready for it. But then he later hired me to go do a morning show in Maine. That's where
well,
I met
you
Sue.
Go.
So it did come back to.
And that's where you met Sue.
Turned out to be a big thing. So again, we can't say this enough. I'm sure you've been told no.
Definitely, adamantly no, many
right?
times.
And keep at it and keep going. Whatever it is you're doing or trying to do.
Absolutely agree. And every time you are told no, I think you will look back on it and go, that is exactly the no I should have gotten in that place to bring me here. Even me ending up in Pennsylvania, our radio station got purchased in Michigan and they shut it down. And so we all got fired in a day. And I had to come to a state that I've never visited. I did not know a soul. And it was sort of, that's a no. It's like, we don't need you here anymore. And I just had to pivot. Mm-hmm. And it was the best pivot of the world. So at the time, it's devastating. So you just have to use that to your advantage, like you said.
Yeah, keep going. Keep at it.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.